Our special guest, Vernon Mahubal. We're going to do some readings and your questions when we come back on Coast to Coast. Cutting edge radio, folks. How many radio shows actually have a palm reader on who can read your palm on the radio? That doesn't happen, but he knows how he's going to do it. So we'll be back in a moment. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Vernon Mahubal. Vernon, do you find yourself looking at people's hands even when they don't want to show them to you?
Most people want to show them.
They do.
These days. Okay. Yeah. Usually, if I'm at a gathering or a restaurant or anything like that, usually it's someone else telling the person, "Oh, he's a palm reader." So I don't even have to introduce myself as it. So then I have a little line there.
That's great. You have fun doing this too. I can tell.
I love doing what I'm doing. I want to help people to understand who they are and how to become successful and fulfilled in this lifetime, and to advance their consciousness for this life and the next. I think that's the. I mean, we as readers, we can look at things like, what is the best job for a person? What is the job that they're born to do? Or is this relationship the love of your life? Or are you living in the right location? Palmistry is 100% accurate for stuff like that. But at the same time, it is self-realization. It's ultimately who we are as an individual soul, what we're here to do, and what our relationship with God is. That's the most important aspect of palmistry.
Do you see death on people's hands?
Yes, but I never tell people how long they're going to live.
Do you know?
Yes, I could date it to the year.
Wow.
But, you know, having said that, George, if you tell someone, hey, maybe you should be a vegetarian or eat better.
Or go to the doctor and get checked out for this or something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's also kind of like my duty, if you will, to, if I do see an accident or health problems, I'm going to say something to try to avert it. And
You have to. You would definitely be irresponsible if you did not, I think.
Exactly. But if someone told me, hey, what age am I going to die? I will never say that. That's for God.
But would you tell them, do you know how they're going to die?
Yes, you can see that also.
Wow. Yeah, so, I mean, would you tell somebody, let's say someone's going to die in a car crash, and you're reading their palm, and do you know the date?
Well,
even though you don't tell them?
I could tell it within a month, but then again, you would want to say something to avert it. For instance, I remember two and a half, three years ago, I met, he was 24, and he was just doing an incredible amount of drugs. I mean, not just marijuana, but the hard stuff. And I could tell he was going to have he wasn't going to die, but he was going to have some type of life-changing accident. And I had to tell him, you know, you got to stop doing this. If he could do it, he'd get past it. And I was really honest with him. I didn't exactly say, oh, life, you know, you're going to die, because he wasn't, but something major was going to happen. But I did tell him, you got to stop doing the drugs because something's going to happen. Maybe you're going to fall or something.
Sure.
So in that case, yes, that is my job.
Well, and especially like you mentioned, a car accident. Maybe you see a car crash and you tell them, look, be very careful when you're driving, and look out for people going through their green lights or something.
Exactly. And, you know, interestingly, it's not that hard to see stuff. For instance, different planets rule over different conveyances even. Certain planets rule over metal. Certain planets rule over, are you going to be in an airplane? So you can see that. But I want to bring up this point that many times, just like you're asking, if you see something in a person's hand that's bad, would you tell them? And most people are asking about, of course, death, accidents, these things, you know. But to me, the bad stuff in the hand is when I see a person involved in the wrong career. They're totally misaligned in their career.
Right.
Or they're living with the wrong partner. Or they're living in Chicago and they should be living in Texas or something. So I see that kind of bad on the hand more often. And again, if a person is doing a job or a career that they enjoy, they're going to live longer. They're going to be happier. They're going to be more optimistic.
Of course. Absolutely. And given, we want a couple more questions and we'll go to calls that are all lining up here for you, Vernon. If 10 is an ideal year, and I can't remember us having a 10 year, where would you put 2022?
Okay. It's maybe a 1+.
Yeah.
It's gonna be very difficult. And it's mostly people going against what's being imposed on them. And there's good stuff because of it too. In other words, a lot of things are just going to come out on both sides. There will be oppositions, there will be pushback, but we will see the glory of America, the idea of freedom, and you have your opinion, I have my opinion, and neither should be squashed. That's going to come up. And then I just want to move forward to 2023, when Neptune goes into a really good spot and so does Jupiter, it's going to be a much more calmer year. I just think because of all the tenaciousness and the defiance and the resistance that happens, things are going to settle down incredibly, beginning in August of 2023.
Interesting.
And that'll last for 10 months.
All right, let's go to the phones. First-time caller Lisa in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what we can do is you can either just ask him a question that he'd answer, or if you want your palm read, ask him a question, and then he'll tell you what to do in terms of your hand.
Okay, well, I just want to say on my right palm, I do have a 5-star just where he said. Let's do the palm reading.
Well, Lisa, you must be famous then. We're talking to a celebrity then. having said that, it's a very specific type of star. It's not just a few lines just kind of zigzagging together. So if you see it as an actual star, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. What's your question, Lisa? And then he'll start working out your palm.
Okay. I was wondering about the question, if you could tell me about my gift in a past life.
I want you to look at your hand, your right palm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what your gift is? Listening to people, being able to create harmony with people. If two people are fighting, or a few people are fighting, you can bring balance and peace to people. That's what you're born to do. That's your talent, and you've got to do that more. That's your talent, to bring peace and harmony. You're able to get the Hatfields and the McCoys to smoke the peace pipe. That's your talent from your last life.
I've heard this. This is great. Thank you.
Okay, Lisa, thanks. Good luck to you. Hope everything works out. So what are you sensing when you say that to her?
I'm clairsentient, which means I pick up people's feelings, and I'm also clairaudient, where I'm actually picking up their voice. So what they're seeing on their hand visually, they're thinking about it and telling me that, and I'm picking that up.
Interesting. Now, I'm looking at my left and right hand, the palms, and the palm print, they look pretty close to the same.
Yeah, they can be, and that happens a lot. Sometimes you get 8 or 9 fingerprints that are in the same category. But there's different types of categories, and I renamed the whole thing. I have, like, comets, and I have whirlpools and all kinds of stuff. I would think that there's prints on your hand that look like whorls or circular patterns.
I'm looking at one that starts right under my middle finger and goes straight down and then curves all the way over, and it looks like a big L.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what that means. It means that you have a very, very strong will, a very strong drive and determination, but you also know when to acquiesce and yield a little bit.
All right. And in the middle of my hand, I have a triangle.
In the middle of your hand, you have a triangle?
Yeah.
Right or left hand, George?
Right hand and left hand. I have two triangles, and it's about...
You have a great sense of knowing when to do things, the timing aspect.
Interesting.
You have a sense of you know what can even catalyst that even more? Spend some more time in nature. That I always tell people who have that triangle. But it means that you just have a sense of a timing. I'm going to talk to this person on Tuesday, or I'm going to wait to bring back this item on this day, that type of thing. You have a good sense of timing. That's what these triangles mean.
Back to the calls. We go now to Sheila in Reno, Nevada. Lots of Nevada calls right now on West of the Rockies. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Sheila.
I've been listening to you for a while now at a friend's house.
Well, great. Thank you. Now, do you have a question, and then he'll tell you how to read your palm.
I have a quick question. Will I ever get married again?
Will she get married again, Vernon?
Okay. I need your age.
47.
Okay. Look at your right hand, and I want you to look at the line that's right under the fingers. You see it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it curved or straight?
It curves. It goes down past the little finger.
Okay.
And goes up into the
Got it. You will meet someone soon, but they might not just be a love relationship. They'll be a person that you hang out with a lot, like somebody that, you know, you go to coffee with a lot. But the loving relationship stuff, I don't. You're going to really have to work on it because it's not in your hand.
Okay.
Now, when you say she's got to work at it, it's not in her hand, what does that mean?
Well, in other words, we do have free will at the end of the day. So if it's not in the stars, sometimes people can work at something that's close to some of the talents that they have. But, she may have a relationship in her life as a friend, a good friend, but... I'm just kind of just giving her a little bit of hope that if she it's what she makes it.
Now, that curve I told you in my right hand?
Yes.
I don't have it in my left hand.
No, you wouldn't. No. No, it'll only be on your right hand.
I have a huge X on my left hand.
Where?
My left hand, right in the middle. But it's about three inches long. Big X.
That's interesting, George. That is so interesting.
Really?
In the middle of your hand. What it means is like a crossroads where there's a four-way. And it really means that you're able to meet all kinds of people from different walks of life and be able to relate to everybody.
Well, that's what I do.
That's what that is what it means. It means that people from all walks of life, all everything, you talk to people the same. You don't talk down a person, or you talk to everyone with confidence, but at the same time you can meet people from all walks of life and deal with everybody well.
Is it possible that these lines have popped up over the last couple of years? Because I don't remember seeing an X in my hand before.
Yes, sometimes they will, for instance, but they're not essential things. For instance, as I said before, if you are going to see someone, a boy or girl who's going to be an architect, that's always going to be in their hand. But for instance, if someone, let's say, makes a quick business deal about something and they got into a quick business and they'll only be there for a year, that's not going to be in their hand for 20 or 30 years. That's just going to pop up maybe a year or two before. So those are the kinds of lines that come and go. Just details, not principles.
East of the Rockies, Scott's with us, West Virginia. Hello, Scotty.
Hi, how are you?
Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was wondering if you could tell me, will I be able to retire anytime soon?
Okay. Look at your right hand.
Okay.
I want you to look at your pinky.
The pinky.
Okay,
now you're going to become a palmist. Which of the three segments is the longest? The upper, the middle, or the bottom?
It would be the upper.
Okay. You know what? You're too restless to retire. and also, I will say this. I'm picking this up. You're a good speaker. You've got good communication skills. So you might even want to do some consulting after you retire or anything to do with giving people awareness or advice. I see that. You like to talk to people. You're an effective communicator. So, and your mind goes very quick too. So you like to write a little bit too. But no, you may retire, but you'll never retire.
Yep, you got that right. I plan on getting a job when I retire from truck driving.
Good for you, and thanks. Keep the country going, Scotty. Appreciate that. I think retirement slows your lifestyle down and your lifespan. What do you think about that, Brennan?
Yeah, the happiest people in the world never quit. They just keep
you got to do something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Let's go to Susan in Roseville, California. Hi, Suze.
Hello. Hi, Vernon and George.
Hi there.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a general question, and if I can, then can I have a reading?
Yes. What's your question?
Okay. Does a hand show, because you told in the beginning that you can really see a lot in hands, does a hand show if somebody's never going to be married or have any children?
Yes, it does show that, yes. Because if we are married in this life, or we have a very, very steady relationship for many, many, many years, it means that we knew that person in a previous life. We can't really give someone love or attention unless we have a connection with them in their previous life. So when I see that in a hand, it means that the person never really made a connection or had some close or intimate contact with someone. So they're not going to meet up with someone that easily. What I would say is that they have to start meeting someone new. It's a little harder. But yes, and then kids, that can't be changed. If you see one kid, they're not going to be able to have two. If you see three kids, they're not going to be able to have only two. Kids are written in stone.
Okay, what's your question, Suze, or for your reading?
My question is, can you tell me if I'm going to be having a career or go back to work? I got laid off from the pandemic.
Okay.
I want you to look at your right hand.
Okay.
Look at your first finger.
You mean the index finger?
The index finger. Which of the three is longest? Just give me your first.
Which segments have in your finger? Okay.
Which one's longer?
I think it's the bottom.
Okay.
All right.
Have you ever done anything that deals with delegation and direction?
Yes, I have.
Because that's your talent. I'm picking that up from a lot of different aspects. But you're a coordinator. That's what you do. You're a networker.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring people together. You're a director of operations. That's your job. That's your job description.
Does she have another job out there on the horizon?
Yes, and that's the job you should get. A job in something that you enjoy doing, maybe event planning or direction or delegation, something that you have a passion for.
Super.
But, yes, you do have the yes, you can get a job.
Vernon, we're going to come back and take final calls with you in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Folks, don't forget to subscribe to our free YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and type in the search bar Coast to Coast AM Official. It's got to be like that. And then just subscribe to that channel. And also TikTok. And you'll get that by going to coasttocoastam.com, far right-hand corner, click the TikTok icon. And, of course, we'll be back with final calls with Vernon Mahubble and your calls in just a moment as he's reading palms on the air, folks. So get ready for that. On our next Coast to Coast program, for the first half, we're going to be talking about getting rid of chronic pain. Lots of folks out there with horrible pain. And then our investigative reporter, Cheryl Jones, joins us with a story of the afterlife on Coast to Coast. It's a remarkable, remarkable story. We are back with our final segment with Vernon Mahubble. I'm George Norrie. Vernon's website, palmistryinstitute.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com, final calls as well. Vernon, give me your thoughts of the soul. What do you think of the soul?
We are eternal, and we're not just a ball of energy. We actually have a body, a spiritual body. It has the soul itself is not just some nebulous ball. As I said, it actually has a body, but it's purely spiritual, Satchitananda. And we could be a man, we could be a woman, we could be so many different things. The soul is a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we belong in the spiritual world. This material world is incompatible with who we are. We wanted to come here to enjoy separately from God and the spiritual world. So we came here temporarily, but our duty ultimately is to go back to the spiritual world. And how do we do that? Well, the soul's number one aspect is love. In Sanskrit, it's called bhakti. Bhakti means devotional love. The goal of life, ultimately, as the soul is composed of pure love, pure bhakti. So the more that we become in love with the Supreme Creator and every single soul on this planet and the millions of planets there are, the more we become detached from this material world. And it's attachment that causes us suffering. So in this material world, we suffer birth, death, disease, and old age. We're supposed to live in the spiritual world in our eternal body. We have an eternal body. The rest of existence.
Do the palms tell you, though, who's more spiritually inclined than another person?
Yes, and this was the question you asked about what people say they're old souls. Definitely you can see that. For instance, if a person's been in a human body for maybe 50 or 60 lifetimes, they still may not have come to the conclusion of asking what's the purpose of life. An old soul is someone who will say, as the Vedic Sanskrit says, atato brahma jignasha, which means what's the purpose of life? I'm trying to enjoy here. There is some happiness here, but I'm not completely satisfied. I'm not completely fulfilled. So there's got to be more. So when a person asks that, again, atato brahma jignasha, that's an old soul, because it means they've probably had 200-300 lifetimes, human births, and then they've gone through many, many different lifetimes of accomplishing different things. The goal of our soul is to come up with this idea, to come up with the conclusion of, hey, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to suffer from birth and death. I'm meant to live in the eternal sphere, and that's an old soul. Now, you will see even someone who's not a palmist, if they see somebody who has a lot of lines on their hands, it's just covered like a cobweb, Then that is someone who's been through lots and lots of experiences throughout lifetimes after lifetimes. So they may come to that conclusion of, hey, what's the purpose of life? Is there a God? What am I here to do? They may come to that conclusion very quick.
Let's go back to the phones. Wildcard line, Cheryl's with us in Washburn, Missouri. Hello, Cheryl.
Hey, George Norrie, and hello, Vernon.
Hi there.
Hello.
Go with your question, and he'll give you your little palm reading.
All right. Does a physical injury to the palm change the reality of destiny? I've got one.
Yeah, that's a great question. Modern academia and modern health practitioners don't accept this, but if you have a problem physically, they'll just give you a pill or something. Whereas a palmist or an astrologer, they'll look at a physical injury and they'll say, hey, this had something to do with something emotional,
right,
or stress or misalignment in some way. In other words, how we think, how we feel, if it's in a negative way, and we constantly feel that, we don't get rid of it, then it becomes earthed, if you will, and it affects our physical body. So many accidents, according to the world of palmistry, or diseases or that type of thing, have to do with, if we want to get rid of this, changing our attitude or our mood or doing something we're born to do, you see.
Cheryl, did you want your palm read? She's not there. Okay, she hung up. Interesting. Next up, let's go to Mario in Roseland, Florida. Thanks for calling, Mario.
Hello, George. Hey, it's interesting. We live in interesting times now.
We do.
It's like all the things that have come to this place where it's a question of balance. It's like, and don't just stand there, do something, and don't do anything. Just sit there. So this has been the step back, and I'm seeing things for what they really are. I guess everybody is, and it's causing so much confusion. What about Saturn and Jupiter? It's, this lineup is nuts.
Do you get involved at all with astrology, Vernon?
Oh, I love astrology. And whatever an astrologer can see on a chart, George, I can see on a palm. We use the houses and the signs just as well as the astrologers. We also use the fixed stars and the comets even. We use everything.
Let's go back to Mario, see if he wanted a reading. Mario?
Yeah, I'm a student of James McKenney. I'm talking about astronomy. I mean, we're talking about Jupiter and Saturn in alignment. It's everything's jumping.
Yep.
And
it is.
I have like 35 years practice. I was a Korean. I went to design with a Korean. Ever heard of the Holy Science? Siakaswari was a Yogananda's teacher.
You kind of broke up a little bit.
I couldn't hear him, George.
What who was that, Mario?
The Holy Science.
The Holy Science.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. Even the book I was telling you about, the Hasta Samudrika Shastra, in its full name in Sanskrit means the divine science of understanding the human consciousness of the soul. That's what it means.
Well said, by the way. Let's go to Dorset in New Hampshire. Welcome to the show. Hi, Dorset.
Hi, George.
Good to have you.
I'm so glad Vernon is back on. I've been waiting for him.
Yep, he's a good guy.
Terrence.
Thank you.
I have a question. I have two X's exactly at the base of my ring finger, and on my thumb, on that third section down that goes into the palm, I have 10 X's, and I'm wondering what they mean, and I'm in retirement now.
Yes, no, I know what that is. Okay, so especially the X's that are on your thumb and, of course, under your pinky, what this means is that you're a creative person. You have good conceptual creativity. You are imaginative. You have a dream dimension, and you're not engaging this part of in your life. It's not coming out.
When she said she's got two exes, I thought she meant husbands. Dorset, do you got a follow-up question there?
I was wondering if they mean anything on the base of my ring finger.
I'm putting it all together, right. So what it means is that in some arena of life, you must put your creativity in. Your creativity is not coming out. It's not even being blocked. It's just that you're not engaging it. So think about something that you can do that's creative, that's imaginative, that you could put your visual aspects into it. That's what it means.
Thanks, Dorset. Appreciate you being part of the program. Let's go next to Milton in South Carolina. Welcome to the show. Hi, Milton.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Norrie. How are you?
And fine, Milton.
Hello.
Hi, Milton.
I have to go to court on the 15th at 3 p.m. in Judge Cassidy's court in Holly Hill, South Carolina, for something I did not do. I'm being falsely accused, and I want to know if
I want you to look at your left hand.
Left hand, Milton.
Yes.
Okay, I want you to pull your pinky down.
Pull your pinky like to the hand.
Palm.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you able to touch the palm with your pinky?
Yes.
You'll win. You'll be okay. It'll be a little bit edgy here and there. You'll win. Don't worry about it. Go in with confidence.
Thank you very much. Am I going to win any money?
You'll win the case.
Whatever the case is.
Yeah, you'll win the case.
If there's any money involved in the case, you'll win it.
I think so, too, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Good luck. Call us back, Milton, after the court.
Yeah, let us know.
Want to know what happened. That would be intriguing. You can even predict court outcomes with your palms?
Oh, my God, so many people come to people like me for that. Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes, George, you know, a court case can, like, take up so much energy and time and money.
Oh, my God,
it's draining on people.
Do you do Zoom readings?
No, I just read over the that phone, but I do Zoom when I teach.
I mean, what if somebody held their hand up to a camera like that?
Oh, well, I just ask people to make me photocopies, so I've already got copies in my hand when I'm giving a reading. But I'd rather just do it over the phone. I can pick up so much. I don't really like Zoom too much. I'm not so visual.
First time, Chris in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Chris, go ahead.
Hi. Hey, George. It's an honor to speak with you.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having given us a forum for us to speak openly.
Regardless of what it is. That's right.
Right. Vernon, thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Thank you.
I guess my question is, being a product, I'm a millennial of our generation. I was raised to be, pretty materialistic. Over the past decade, I've became a lot more spiritual, and I'm wondering how that reflects on your hands.
Okay. I want you to look at your the middle finger, the tallest finger on your palm, on your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Is the bottom section the longest? Just take a quick...
Of those three segments.
Is the bottom one the longest?
No, it's very faded, actually, not very prominent.
Okay, which one is?
The very bottom, on my finger.
Right, okay. So what that means is that at some point, you're going to want to live on the land or near the land. Maybe you might even want to do something, maybe like a retreat or something in the future. Your place is to be outside of the city, on the land, and then do something even with maybe food or herbology or something like that. But get close to the land. Don't live too close to the city, okay?
Interesting. And by living to the land, what does that do for him?
Well, it'll also, he needs to calm down a lot. He needs to become more peaceful and grounded. The other thing it will do is that his destiny is with the land, is with maybe one day buying a retreat or doing something in nature or something like that.
Let's take a few more calls. Let's see how many we can get in. Let's go to Brendan in West Virginia. Brenda is in West Virginia. Hi, Brenda.
Much. I love your show. I am eternally learning from you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I'm wondering if my first husband, Robert, and I can ever get back together.
All right. Go ahead, Vernon. See what the hand says.
Did you two separate at around 42, 43?
No, it was in 23, 24, that age.
Okay. Did you get married at that time?
We've been married 4 years.
Okay. No.
Oh, crap.
No. In fact, I'll tell you something. He may be, he's a good guy. I'm not criticizing, but he's too emotionally reserved for you. He's too British. You need someone in your life who's more Italian.
Now, how can you say that without talking to her about her palm?
Well, I'm picking it up.
Oh, okay.
In other words, you need someone in your life who's going to be a communicator emotionally. Someone who's he was a little bit too much reserved, too self-contained. It's not a good loving relationship for you to be in.
And it's probably 20 to 40 years ago, wasn't it? Probably.
Yeah, but I think they probably hang out a lot.
You think they're friends?
Yeah, they're definitely friends.
Interesting take on that.
Yeah.
Only got about a minute left, Vernon. What do you do next? What's your next project?
Oh, I'm writing a book for other intuitives and metaphysicians called How to Be Successful as a Soothsayer. No, just joking. Not a soothsayer, but How to Be Successful as a Self-Employed Astrologer or Psychic or Palmist. That's the book because a lot of people in my work, they're good at what they do. They're psychic or they're intuitive or they're good at reading the planets, but there's so much on the other side that they just can't make a living from it. They don't keep records, they don't keep a date book, so that type of stuff. So I'm writing a book on how to actually have a great career being a metaphysician.
You can really tell that you get into this, and I'm impressed with that.
Well, thank you, George. I love my career. I couldn't do anything else. I meet a lot of great people, and my goal is to help people to awaken the giant within. And when I can, when that happens, I'm so happy.
Super. Vernon, thanks again. Stay in touch, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, George. Thank you for having me on.
Vernon Mahovl, his website, palmistryinstitute.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Don't forget, on our next program, we're going to talk about chronic pain for a couple hours, and then our investigative reporter, Cheryl Jones, joins us with stories from the other side. For Michael Cosio, Dan Galante, Donna Walker, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Timothy Banal, Ryan Stacey, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.